A Canadian company has broken ground on a 230,000-plus square foot factory in Mesa, where it'll manufacture a three-wheeled electric vehicle called Solo. It can ride about 100 miles on a charge and is expected to cost around $18,000. Electromechanica says its facility near Gateway Airport will employ up to 500 workers and is expected to cost around $35 million. This is the third electric vehicle maker to set up shop around the Phoenix area, following Lucid Motors and Nikola Motor Company. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Christian Seebaugh more about the company and its product. He's a features editor at Motor Trend magazine, and they started by talking about the firm behind Solo, Electromechanica.
So Electromechanica has a kind of a weird history. They started back in the late 50s, early 60s as Intermechanica. They started in Italy, came to the U.S., and then settled in Canada. And they kind of were most known for building kit cars. You know, they do copies of like the Porsche 356 or, you know, weird things like the Volkswagen Kubelwagen, which was Germany's answer to the Jeep during World War II. And then sometime in the, you know, early 2010s, they started developing the Solo, and then they spun off the electric branch. This would be called Electromechanica, and partnered with a Chinese company to start building little small electric transportation.
All right, so let's talk about this vehicle. It's called the Solo, and It kind of looks like a sedan that somebody just chopped the back part of it off.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, my mom's always talked about her first car, which is a Pacer, which, and my dad always made fun of her for it because that looked like, you know, it was chopped off. This is kind of next level. You know, from the front, you know, three quarters view, you almost don't notice that something's missing, but as you start to walk around it, you notice how small it is. You notice that, hey, there's, you know, actually only one wheel in the back. So it's actually really not a car. It's in a lot of states is classified as an auto cycle. It's trippy looking for sure. The founder of Electromechanica likes to describe it as a Disney ride that escaped.
And am I right that you've actually driven one?
I have. I've driven one briefly for maybe an hour in a controlled setting in Santa Monica. They would not let me drive on the public roads. They had a little, you know, we call it autocross course, a cone course set up in on a tarmac of an airport. But it was interesting, to say the least.
So interesting could really go either way. Like, what was it like?
It was a bit unrefined. A lot of electric vehicles, they feel pretty zippy. That's one of the main benefits of an electric motor is that you have instant torque, which means, like, you know, something that's not that powerful and is super efficient, you know, has a V8 kind of power delivery because of how torque is delivered. And so you'd expect something as small and as light as a Solo to feel quick, and it kind of doesn't. It sort of meanders off the line, and it's a bit unrefined in the way its suspension is tuned. So when you get on the power, it sort of squats down on itself as the rear suspension compresses, and then it lightens up again when you get off the throttle. So if you're like in stop and go traffic, you're kind of going to be bouncing up and down a bit. So it's, you know, it's kind of clear that Electromechanica hasn't done this before. And that's probably why this development process has taken them so long. You know, they started developing this in 2012 and it's 2021 now, and they're just going on sale.
Well, so the company has said that this seems like the perfect vehicle for urban commutes. Like, it's small, you know, it doesn't take up a lot of space. I wonder if there's a market for this kind of thing. Like, it seems like they're trying to fill the same niche that, for example, smart cars were trying to fill.
Exactly. Yeah, I wonder too. We try not to evaluate, you know, automakers' business cases more so the product, but in this case, it's at $18,500 to start, is what they were claiming earlier. As a person living in a city, I'd be considering probably a used Nissan Leaf or you know, Volkswagen e-Golf or Chevy Bolt, which will be about the same price, can go way further, probably more refined, or honestly, definitely more refined. But, you know, there's something to be said for the small size if you want something very, very small that only seats one. And, you know, maybe you don't want the footprint of a car for whatever reason, or maybe you want a small fleet of cars, in which case, you know, the Solo makes a lot of sense if you're someone who, you know, has a small business, you are courier delivery, and you don't need to invest in more expensive new cars. You want something new with a warranty that you can, you know, give to your drivers. The Solo makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe the market here is less individual drivers, but more, as you say, fleets, either, you know, business fleets or other, you know, types of commercial type uses.
Yeah, that's what Electromechanica seems to think too. You know, in talking to them when I drove it, they think it's, you know, the right size and price more for businesses. They realize it's a pretty niche product. The one seat capability is kind of a deal breaker for many customers. You know, Americans don't always buy cars, you know, what that they need. They buy what they think they'll need, which is why you have, you know, so many people driving pickups and Jeeps and stuff when they won't use that capability. So, you know, they're already working on the second generation of this car, which will be built at the factory in Arizona, it's my understanding. And that will have two seats and be a little sportier, more refined, hopefully more enjoyable to drive.
So ultimately, what do you think the market will be? I mean, they've talked about being able to manufacture, you know, X number of thousand cars a year. Do you think that there will be the demand for that ultimately?
It really depends on the next product. So they're working on the second version of the Solo an electric convertible called the Tofino. Those products, they could have, you know, a decent, you know, market. They won't ever be, with those products mainstream like a Tesla is nowadays, but they could carve out a niche for themselves for sure.
All right. That is Christian Seebaugh, features editor with Motor Trend Magazine. Christian, nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.